Rains threaten the first Friday of Fiesta in downtown's Alamo Plaza. Thousands of people mingle in front of dozens of vendors who have set up a double row of fold-up tables in front of the Minger Hotel. What they're selling and trading is the entire focus of the opening event called Fiesta Fiesta.
I've been at this for over 20 years.
Who are you?
My name is Rose Mendez and I'm Queen of Metals. I normally get one of these and I cover the whole front of it and the whole back of it.
She's talking about her double-sided sash, and those medals are the 2x3-inch square decorative Fiesta-themed medals produced by people, companies, and city departments to honor San Antonio's biggest celebration. Rosa isn't alone in this collecting. Several hundred people are here doing the same thing, including Bobby Rodriguez, who's been collecting for 6 years.
How many do you think you have on?
Probably over 1,000 at least. Together, I probably have about 6,000-7,000 medals.
I asked Elsa Ramon why she thinks San Antonio puts on this enormous medal-based swap meet.
Everybody does their own association medal or their representation of their family motto maybe, or whatever king or queen or princes they represent. And everybody trades medals or sells medals for profit sometimes.
Cultural anthropologist Michael Haynes traces Fiesta medal history back to the Texas Cavaliers, creating little coins to take to hospitalized children.
In 1946, that's the first record that I can really find, they had special coins, the King's coin, and it would have King Antonio on one side and then the logo of the group on the other side. And they're just little half-dollar size coins. But in 1961, Joski's department store provided the Cavaliers with a little cardboard piece that had a punch out in the center where you could insert the coin. And then it apparently had a hole through the top of it, and ribbons were inserted through those. And so you could then hang this around your neck. And then after 1971, a few other Fiesta organizations started producing Fiesta medals, but it was not a thing at all.
Who made Fiesta medals such a phenomenon? Weirdly, it has a German connection, propelled by someone who wasn't even from San Antonio.
It was Lieutenant Colonel Childers, was stationed at Fort Sam. He had been an avid Volksmarcher in Germany.
Volksmarching is non-competitive distance walking.
And so he was familiar with the medals as souvenir of an event. And this is in 1980. So he is the instigator of the first military medal that then gets distributed.
Now, what are some of the most interesting medals you've seen?
Well, one sticks out in my memory always. They developed a medal that was based upon a circular object that one might find in certain areas of the drugstore, all in little packages, of course. And
this would be something that you would be embarrassed to ask to purchase?
Yes. But of course, corneation was associated with prevention of AIDS. It was a perfect icon to be used for it.
Corneation is the irreverent, comical, theatrical counterpoint to the Fiesta pomp and pageantry. The medal's history is interwoven with Fiesta royalty and the social strata of San Antonio society.
Up until recently, you did not get one of the special medals from the Queen of the Order of the Alamo unless you knew her.
So you're not like a medal snob, are you?
Oh, yes, I probably am.
At Alamo Plaza, it rains, then it stops, and the collectors keep coming despite the weather.
My name is Larry Algesova, and I'm trading the Fiesta Canine Queen medal. That's Haley Algesova.
Larry wears an enormous hat in the shape of a dog, his dog, who he's anointed as the Fiesta Canine Queen.
She's always the Fiesta Canine Queen. I have done her medal now for probably 10 years.
People come and go at the tables, haggling price and looking for deals.
What would you trade that Tommy's one for?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
And the tradition plays on, with the selection of medals growing every year. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.